You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. My name is Caleb Penn.
My name is Soup.
And welcome back to
Internet Parents.
It's so good to see you again, my dear.
Thank you, my
dear. I haven't seen you for an entire week since the last episode.
We only see each other when we podcast.
Yeah.
We don't have a son.
We're in like sequestered rooms, like, you know, like the Love is Blind kind of thing.
Oh.
Where we're in pods and we can't see each other.
Yeah.
So it's so lovely to see
Caleb.
You say circle? Hey, circle. it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you again.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm in a really fabulous mood.
Lovely.
I love it.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Feeling toned, tan, fit and ready.
I love that.
Mm-hmm, me too. Do you feel toned, tan, fit and ready?
I feel a little plubby. Don't ask me what it means, but that's how I feel.
Is that like a physical or a mental thing?
I think it's a little physical. It's a bit of both. Okay. We had KFC for lunch. It was really yummy, but now I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, KFC does that.
It does.
It does that.
It does about that.
It's so yummy though.
So last time we were here.
Yes, we were talking about how I secretly moved in.
You secretly moved into my house.
I did. Sorry, I just untied my dress.
Because you, I live by myself, right?
Yes. So did I.
Before meeting you, I lived by myself since I was like 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. I was the most
reclusive little
creature that just dwelled inside the four walls of the computer room. Yeah. And I loved it. Mm-hmm. And then you started coming over more and more often, and there was multiple times.
Because I didn't want to be alone.
You didn't want. There was multiple times where you would stay over for multiple days.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you to get the fuck out.
Yeah, you would.
Because
you wanted to be alone.
I wanted to be alone. I liked being alone. I like being alone.
I don't.
I love it.
I hate it.
It's so calming to me. And then there was another person in my space when there had never been another person in my space before. And I was like, like just constant. Like
I'm like that kid from The Wild Ford and the Bruce. Yeah, that kid. That's me.
I was thinking more. You were more like the parents from like Snoopy.
You always do that when I talk to you. I'm like, Caleb, did you hear me? And then you go,
listen,
I don't listen.
I have a social battery that's like constantly on like 5%.
Yeah.
I love talking to everyone. Mm-hmm. And then I hit a point, I'm like, oh my God.
Shut up.
Shut up. So it was a lot to have you around all the time in the beginning.
Yes.
How did you feel about it when I was like telling you to go home?
Oh, that I hated. I felt very like, I have to go back into my creepy little apartment. Dingy little,
yeah.
Alone.
I have such nostalgia for that place though.
I do too, but I hate it. I guess you decided. Like your lease was coming up and I was hoping you'd be like, Soup, move in.
Move away with me.
Yeah, and you did. And you hyped it up.
What do you mean I hyped it up?
On TikTok.
Oh, on TikTok. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. It comes with the...
You are so, like, have a flair for the dramatics when something's about to be announced.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. I got so much shit. I still get shit for being so dramatic and hyping up the most ridiculous small thing. It's like, listen, you have to dramatize your life.
Yes.
I, like, early TikTok days, like, my whole thing was I wanted to make content as if it was my life through the most dramatic lens, like Bold and the Beautiful, Neighbours, Home and Away, like
telenovela.
It was a telenovela, 100%. It was like I'd make like a 3-4 part hyping up me getting like a slight haircut.
Yes,
and
my love went. on the road alone.
And it was iconic though.
I love.
I still stand by it. It was so iconic, and people.
And we'll get back to that song.
100%. It will come back one day.
No, I mean like later in the episode, we'll talk about that song.
Okay. Oh yeah. Cause you had your whole thing.
I had my hair thing. Yeah.
It wasn't just a hair thing. It was a whole identity thing.
Yeah.
But
we'll get into that. We'll get into the bones of that.
Oh, I need a burp. I'm so good.
Go on. Sexy.
Excuse
Keep
me.
Keep that in, Mandy.
Oh.
Oh.
So yeah, over time.
Yes.
I got more and more used to the smell of you, the sound of you.
The smell of me. What do I smell like?
You just smell like you.
Yeah.
Like,
could you describe it as like
a little bit of must, a little bit of
excuse
she's giving me right now, but I've come to
love my musk.
I've come to love it.
Thank you.
And now it's just nice to have you around. I walk in and go, oh, love it.
You just said my real name.
Oh no, bleep it out, Mandy. I completely forgot. That's not your name here. Who is bleep? Do I have a bleep?
Oh. Don't clap for that at all.
I'm sorry. I gotta get used to it. I'm sorry for doxing you. But I
super's here.
Super. I came to enjoy your presence a lot more.
Fantastic.
Because like
I'm cool.
We just did. It's like everything I was doing alone, we did it together.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is actually really fun.
I'm really adaptable.
Because you are by far the longest relationship I've had.
Yeah.
I've had. I'm sorry. I've got retainers in at the moment. It's so hard to talk.
Yeah.
Ugh.
When?
Huh?
When?
All the time.
No, when did I ask? I
knew you were going to do that. I still fall for it. It's finally a heavy moment.
Thank you.
Yeah, I quite liked doing everything with you. And yes. I introduced you to like, you know, all those games that because I play a lot of video games. Yeah. I love it. And like, it was over time. It's like, we just, you know.
Well, you got to watch me play Danganronpa V3. Yeah. And like, I was a big Damben. I was a big Damben stan. And I refused to play the last game because like, I know it's the end. I don't want it to ruin because I have a tattoo for it. I don't want it to be ruined. And then, yeah, we played it together. And you watched my, like, reaction.
It was so much fun.
I cried.
Because I've played those games, like, I know those games inside and out a million times.
Yeah.
So, it's like, I knew exactly what was coming up.
Yeah. And just, you're just watching my face. You're like...
I'm just an inch from your face. Just waiting.
<Here it comes. laughs> Such a good game.
And it's like, that's just a tradition that we do now. Yes, like,
where we play games.
Like, together. The Lego games.
Oh.
We have a thing.
Completed, like... 10 of them?
A lot of them.
Mm.
And we play Lego games together. And that's one of my absolute favorite, you know, quirks that we have.
Me too.
Is that we 100% all the Lego games.
And then when we do 100%, then we buy a little minifigure of the Lego game.
And we have a little like photo frame for them. And we put them in the frame. We need to get back to that.
We do. Because the last one we finished was the Star Wars Lego game. And then we took a break. Because that was a huge game. And that was
straight off the other one. That really stupid one I didn't like.
Oh, and I finished it by myself?
No, Lego Marvel Superheroes 2, I think it was. And it was so boring. We just slog through it.
Yeah.
But it was less of a slog because it was with you.
Cutie.
Anyways.
So you teased the new house.
I did. And it was really fun because we got to film shit at your place, which we never did, I don't think.
No, I only filmed at my place. Yeah. Never were there.
And that was around the time, I don't know, were we like that much of an established, you were my girlfriend?
No, well, that was the announcement that we were together and that we got a house together.
Was it?
Yeah, because you did that YouTube video where it's like, I have a secret I've been hiding and it was me.
Oh, like, yeah.
We're dating. Now we have a house together.
That's like crazy.
A double reveal.
That's like so much to throw at someone.
Literally.
Because like, it was so much to keep you secret.
Yes.
And it's like, not only am I off the market, but we also now live together.
Yeah.
Everyone's just blindsided.
Well, people knew.
It was
knew.
Iconic. People knew. It wasn't. Yeah. But.
It was fun to tease it.
Like, it was a fun video.
It's soup. Because like, it was in the video, like, it's you packing up your house.
Mm.
And then you're driving. And then it cuts to me packing up my house. And then we go to put the key in at the same time together.
Yeah.
And then we walk in and we hold hands.
I was really upset because I had a song picked out.
Yes.
Let me come home.
And that was Kids.
Yeah. Yes, because I filmed... Because when I film things right, I make a whole paper.
Yes.
And I plan out...
You make a storyboard.
I make a storyboard and I plan out every single individual scene to match up to the music. Each scene on the paper has like a specific like...
Beat it hit.
Lyric or like point in the music where it switches. And then I filmed the whole thing around that song that,
because it was a guy singing. So when it was a guy singing, it was you and the girl singing, it was me.
So I uploaded the entire thing and then it got taken down in like 0.3 seconds because the song was copyrighted. And I had to redo the entire thing.
Scrabbling on your feet.
It ruined the whole reveal because people were like, what was that? Like, I saw it. I saw you take that down.
Yeah.
And then I had to like spend like 2-3 hours redoing the entire song.
Yeah.
The whole video.
And I was just blissfully asleep.
But yeah, we did move in together.
I loved and hated that house.
No, you don't hate it.
I hated
that
it.
That was the most iconic house we've been in.
It was the vibe house.
I don't know if anyone, like, if people know, people don't know. We lived in a 2-story house.
You did a house tour.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh. It was beautiful. Mm. I have such nostalgia for that house. It was immaculate. And then you wanted to move out.
Because circumstances.
Because of certain
circumstances. Because of a certain child.
A certain child.
Ruining my belly.
Circumstances. And the house had stairs. A big set of stairs.
And I also, if you remember, I think we'll talk about this later. When I had knee surgery, I couldn't go up the stairs. So I had to sleep on a little fold-out 5-year-old futon. high off morphine.
Good times.
And I can barely walk up and downstairs. I have really bad knees.
You do have really bad knees.
We'll do an episode about like medical stuff.
Oh, yeah. This is how fucked that we all are.
Yeah.
With all of our different illnesses and whatnot.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun episode.
It does. I couldn't do the stairs. And then we had the baby. And then we're like, we need to leave. But we're not to that point yet.
Internet parents.
Do you remember?
Yes.
There was that really rotten smell on upstairs.
Oh my. Boom.
Sorry.
Hold the effect. I'll tell the story.
You want me to keep pressing it the whole way through?
No, like when the reveal comes. So Caleb and I lived in like a two-story house and it was summer. And there was a smell coming from the house. And we're like, what is that smell? It's disgusting. And it was going on for like a few weeks.
It wasn't a few weeks. It was like a week and a half.
But it was summer in an upstairs.
It was summer upstairs. And mind you, we didn't have any aircon AC upstairs.
And you wanted a baby up there.
And it was blisteringly hot like anytime you went upstairs.
35 degree day.
It was so... Because heat rises and we have no AC.
Yes.
And oh my God, it was just swelteringly hot upstairs. Go on.
And so we're searching and we couldn't find it. And then you come downstairs and you say, soup. I found the smell. I'm like, go on. What was it? So you'd picked up something from the PO box.
It was Twitch had sent me
like merch.
A merch thing. It came with like a hoodie and like a cap and pins, whatever else.
All that cute stuff.
Yeah.
And you also did grocery shopping that day.
Grocery shopping that same day.
And you bring down the bag and in that bag get ready for the boom is a sealed packet of chicken breast that had just been festering in the heat.
It was, I think there needs to be more emphasis on festering.
That was foul smell.
It was disgusting.
What did it look like? You never showed me.
We could not go upstairs for like a few days because we couldn't find it. And it was like, it was sitting inside the Twitch
plastic bag.
Merch bag. Yeah.
Right near the window.
It was in front of the window. So it had the sun like belting down on it.
In an insulated package.
It was horrific.
Wait, did it look cooked?
It was horrible.
What did it look like?
I don't think people are going to want to hear that because it will make him throw up.
Can you just tell me?
Like, it's making me throw up just thinking about it.
I just want to know because I don't know.
It was bad.
What did it look like?
Not pink.
Color was it?
I don't remember. It was like green. Like it was horrible. It was disgusting.
That's foul.
But that
you
was like
you did that. That was your fault.
That wasn't my fault. I'm just forgetful.
Because I remember as well.
I'm
you
a
were
little
like,
bit forgetful.
We were doing dinner one night. You're like, I swear, I bought chicken. I'm like, you must have forgot it
for chicken and rice.
It was upstairs.
Well, we solved that mystery. Real quack. It was disgusting.
Quack. Real but quack.
I think that was by far. I think the worst thing about the house.
Yeah. No.
All the people.
I was going to more say like the house was literally falling apart.
Oh yeah. And like I put the hole in the wall. So
do you want to do the hole or the people?
The people. I want to tell the people story. Because damn, that shit's crazy.
Tell the people story. I'm going to lean back and sip on my hot tea. All right,
let me spin you a manly yarn.
A manly yarn?
You remember that bit from SpongeBob? Oh. Let me spin you a manly yarn. So at this point I had, so we're in this house, the two story house, and
we were official.
I had like what? 6 million, 7 million
I
maybe?
I think you just hit 8.
8. Sure. Let's go with 8 million. So people, we lived, the suburb that we lived was very child orientated, I guess.
It was a family suburb.
Family suburb. So there was lots of kids walking around. There was like two high schools in the area. And
yeah, like one in front and one in the back of the house.
You can only take so many precautions with trying to hide where you live before it gets
and
ridiculous.
And the worst thing was that garage. We couldn't go in the garage because it was literally like a 90 degree angle of a slope. We couldn't get in or out.
Our car would not get inside the garage.
You need like a four-wheel drive to get into that garage.
It like scraped off the entire pavement trying to get this literal hill up into the garage.
Like, we're not doing this.
It was bad. So we just parked the car at the front every single day.
That's all we could do.
So, you know, we took precautions to keep out where we were private, but it was eventually, like, we lived there for like what, a year? And people eventually found out where we lived, which was very annoying. And it's like, you know, I'm happy to meet and say hi to anyone that wants to come say hi. Love meeting fans.
Me too.
But not outside my house. So I was in a towel, I'm pretty sure. Yes. No, not a towel. I was in
a blankie.
I was in a blanket wrapped around my waist with a t-shirt on. I was not wearing pants.
Who wears pants at 9 o'clock at night?
Honestly. So there's a knock at the door and there's this.
You've got a knock.
Oh my God, I've got a little knock.
Don't let them in. Don't let them in.
They're in the house.
Run.
Sorry. Okay, there they are. And I open the door. And there's this dude, and he's like 40 years old.
Holding a stubby.
Like, a 40-year-old dude. He's slightly, you know, slightly drunk.
Yes.
And he's got, he's two kids with him that must be like 9 and 10 years old.
Yeah, like before high school age.
Yeah, they were like primary school kids.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I'm like, can I help you? Like, I had an inkling about why they were there.
Yes.
Because who the fuck else is coming to my house with two kids at 10 o'clock at night?
Literally.
And they're, and like, the kids like look like mortified, like yeah. wide-eyed kind of shit. And then the dad's just like, are you a YouTuber? I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. I'm like, I guess, yes. Is there anything I can do for you, sir? And he's just like, oh, like, oh, can my kids get a bloody picture with you, mate? I'm like, oh my God. You can see the literal blanket wrapped around. My hair is fucked.
Yeah.
I look like shit.
Yeah.
And I've got a blanket wrapped around my... I'm like, no. Like, I'm sorry, my guy. I'm not doing this pictures not right happening. Now. I look like shit.
And you're coming to my house.
And you're at my house. It's like, I'm not giving you a little, like, meet reward. Greet. Meet and greet. Yeah,
this private meet and greet. Call me meet and greet.
For coming to my house at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God.
So what did you do?
It was...
Boom. Close it the was, door.
Wrong sound effect. I closed the door. Well, I was nice.
You're
about nice. It.
And you said you can come back tomorrow.
I did say they can come back tomorrow if they want. I said, I said, you come back tomorrow and I will 100% take the picture with you as long as you do not tell anyone that you know where I live.
Literally.
And he's like, you're all right, mate. And then left and then never came back.
And then you know what happened?
I made a video about it the next day.
And then they retaliated. You got a bit spit on your teeth.
Oh, sorry. That's just the... Ew! It's the retainers.
Ew!
It happens.
They retaliated.
They did. Well, we don't know if it was them. We don't know if it was them.
Allegedly, someone retaliated.
Allegedly, someone retaliated.
And they would like go to a car, our car.
Yeah.
Steal the caps off their air for the tires. And then we'd end up with flat tires.
Constantly.
And then this lovely girl messaged me on Instagram.
Mm.
And she sent me screenshots of someone messaging her being like, I know where Caleb Finn is. I'm going to fuck up his shit.
Oh, I remember that. That was so brutal.
And then they keyed our car.
Oh, yeah.
And then we
That's
moved.
That's crazy. I forgot about all that. Jesus.
We lived there for a year because of that.
I was thinking about that they were throwing shit at the house.
No, that was at
no, last house. Remember they were like knocking on the windows and stuff?
They did do that. Yeah. They'd run up to the house and start banging on the... Like, and that's why we bought a Ring doorbell.
Yes, because it was like
this
midnight.
This video is sponsored by Ring.
we had... Like, it was midnight and these kids would come and knock on our windows. Like, loud knocking.
Like, bang on the windows.
Like, banging. Like, someone's trying to come in and murder you kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like... That's the thing. I would literally hear it and run, sprint out of that house.
And they'd be gone.
And I'd be going, I don't know what I was planning to do by sprinting. It's like,
hey, you get off my lawn.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what I was planning to do.
No, but it was scary. I didn't like it.
But it's like, you know, you see Caleb being running out of the house. It's not going to be scary.
We need to get out of the house though.
It was scary.
I needed protection.
It was a lot of shit to deal with, you know, just coming, like just, you know, trying to vibe.
Yes.
And people are just banging. It was just constantly harassment. And it's like, I just wanted to go.
So we needed to do something to heal our trauma.
Go on.
We got a cat.
We did get a cat. Well, I already had a cat.
We had Lummy.
Lummy!
Lum hated me.
Lum did hate you.
Whenever I'd sleep over, she'd go away and leave and go into like a little corner. And then as soon as I'd left, she'd come and sleep in the bed with you.
Mm, she's so cute. You need to remember that before you, the intruder, the new person in my life, it was just me and Lummy.
Fair.
It was me and Lummy together forever. She was my soulmate.
Yes.
And we did everything together.
That's very cute.
So, can't give her flack for that.
Well,
you took our space in the bed, so that's why she didn't like you.
Okay, fair.
Excuse me. She didn't want to come near you.
But my mum messaged me and she said, darling,
mm-hmm.
there are some beautiful cats in my house. Would you like a cat?
But yeah, feral wild cats that were living against the fence of your mum's house.
They were living in the front bush.
Yes.
So we went to go to my mum's for dinner.
We did.
And we brought a cat cage because like after dinner, Caleb.
Was it ours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Catch the cat.
I didn't know we had one.
Caleb, catch the cat.
Wow.
Wow.
I did. I caught, so Soup's cat.
So there was three cats there. There was a mama.
There was a mum.
And two babies.
Yeah.
And so mum was going to buy like a council cage that you can, like the proper cages you use to catch stray cats.
Yeah.
But I wasn't waiting.
Impatient.
I wasn't going to let something happen to my little baby girl. And so Caleb shoves his hands in a bush.
I did. It was the most reckless thing that I should not have done, because that had so much repercussions just by sticking my hand in that bush.
And you did get your
They were super skittish, because we were on the verge of just going home, because it was like 11 o'clock or something. And we're just like, fuck this, we'll go home, we'll come back.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you were getting upset. She's like, I just want to cat. I just want to take one home with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to do it. And like, I opened the front door and I just went to that bush and stuck my hand in there.
Because
they were just running around the place. I was like, I gotcha. And like, I had
Venus.
I had Venus in my hand. And I have never seen a cat act the way. I mean, I don't see a lot of feral cats. So it's like,
speaking from experience.
So I had this little kitten in my hand and it was going fucking ballistic in my hand. It was scratching the shit out of me. It was biting me. It was yelling so loud. And I was like, holy shit, I've never seen a cat do this before.
I'm like, chuck her in the box.
Yeah. So it's like, I just had to block out, like mentally block out
the pain.
All the pain I was feeling. Cause it was a lot.
Yeah.
Like that was a strong ass kitten.
Yeah.
Like when they think they're gonna die, they will try and kill you. Yeah. It was insane.
But we saved her.
So I threw her in the box. Shut the door. And my hand was bleeding profusely.
You still got a scar.
I do still have a scar from it.
And then mom took you inside and like rubbed your hand with like all these concoctions. Oh yeah. She's
here,
like,
my darling.
Darling.
Have this potion.
She pulled me aside and she's like, darling, take a lip to the hospital.
And I did go to the hospital.
Yes. But before that, do you remember my like breakdown that I had that we caught Venus and I felt so bad?
Oh yeah.
I started sobbing because I'm like, we've taken a baby from its mama. And I felt so bad. And mum caught the other kitten and gave it to my brother.
Yeah.
Aliki.
And you're like, I don't want it to leave its mum. It's like, and this was all your idea.
Yes. But then like literally like 2 days later, mum calls me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She goes, darling, I took the mum to the vet and she died.
Oh, she died? I don't know. She had
organ failure and the other, and Venus and Aliki would have died too. And
you know what the organ was? A heart. It was a broken heart.
Shut the fuck up.
Because he took a baby.
No, it was like literally like she was having kidney failure.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Where's the doctor's prognosis? The Show vet. It to me.
No, like she was dying. And so was Venus, because I took Venus to the vet.
Yeah.
And they're like, thank you for rescuing this sweet baby.
We're going to put her down.
No, but I took you to the hospital.
You did take me to the hospital. And I thought it was the most biggest overreaction, whatever. But they're like, oh yeah, is this from a feral cat? I was like, yes. And they're like, okay, we
come
need
with
a-
me.
They're like, yeah, put this robe on. We're going to clean your bones. I'm like, what?
You
like,
need
what? I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was going to be like a little dip, 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 like put a little alcohol swab on it and just put me out the door.
Yeah.
But no, I had to get dressed down, garbed up, sit on a fucking metal table. They put me under. No, well,
did they?
Barely under.
Like, I was going to say, didn't they just numb your hand?
Half under. No, no, no. I was out of it. I was on cloud nine dreamland. Like, I was in a different realm.
Yeah.
I had no idea what was going on, but I could feel the coldness in my hand.
Ew.
But they literally opened.
They washed it.
They opened up the hole in my hand.
Yeah.
I went, like, with a little fucking hose. Yuck. And washed my bones.
Yuck.
It was so weird. And then I got out of it. They're like, oh, yeah, there was nothing there. You're fine. I'm like,
when you were...
It was like a waste of so much time.
When you were going through that as well.
Yeah.
Like, while you were in the hospital, my identity crisis began. Wait, should I say why I named Venus Venus?
Sure.
So, it was between Venus and Clarice.
Clarice.
Because I'm like, horror movie name. And then, Lum's name is from an anime.
Oh, yeah, Lummy. I don't know what it's called.
Neither, but... You liked it. You thought she was cute.
I've never seen the anime, but she's like the girl from the
poster
anime.
Girl for like Float and Reverb. For
Future Funk.
Yeah, Future Funk.
And I loved Future Funk.
And so I'm like, well, I'll do an anime name for my cat as well, I guess. And I really like Sailor Moon. So I'm like, Venus is a really cute name. And like Sailor Venus is like the prim and proper pretty girl. And Venus is a very pretty girl. So I went with Venus.
Yeah.
A
pretty girl for a little bitch.
She's stinky bitch.
She has the worst farts you will ever smell in your life. It is impossible that something that rancid comes out of something that small.
And that beautiful.
It's crazy.
I love her though.
She's so funny. Smelly.
She's very
smelly. It's her feral roots that just show through her butthole.
So yeah, when you were like in hospital.
While I was in hospital.
That's when my crisis hit.
Okay. Tell me about this crisis.
So... At that time, we were dating for a fairly hot minute.
How long? Give me an estimate, a guesstimate, if you will.
We were like together for about a year and a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's usually my expiration date for relationships.
What?
My past two relationships. Hold
on. You go into it expecting an expiration date.
No, I'm saying that's the expiration date for my past two, like,
a year.
Relationship. It's like a year and a half-ish.
Okay.
And that's when it ends. And so I went into panic mode because I'm like, Caleb doesn't love me anymore. And then I did a joker moment.
On a year.
I did a joker moment where I'm like, looked in the mirror. I'm like, I need to become Caleb for him to love me.
Oh, it was so weird.
So I did a full transformation.
It was such a weird moment.
So we both went to the hairdresser together.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm going to get my hair done. I want to do something drastic.
Yeah.
So I did black hair. With the blonde fronts?
Yes, because I got my hair split dyed.
Yes, you had black and I had half black, half blonde.
It was vertical, like right down the middle. I had half blonde, half black.
And I did it the other way, which my front half was blonde and yes, my back the blonde half fringe. Was black.
Yeah.
And I did that. And then I got a whole new wardrobe. I went to the op shop and bought like all black and white clothes. Yeah. I bought like all the harnessy shit. And I just like
my hundred. Can you move your legs around?
No, I want to touch you.
Entire table.
I want to touch you. Yeah, I turned into you.
You did.
Because I was scared that you were going to leave me, and the only reason I knew you wouldn't leave me if it was became you.
Listen, I don't even like myself.
Let alone a little. Hi.
A little mini me.
And
a little.
I started doing transitions.
A little
and stuff.
Female version of me right next to me at all times.
Yeah, like I turned into you.
You did.
Because I was scared you'd leave me. So I turned into
it's you. Such a weird backwards flip-floppy way of, you know, like understanding that situation.
Yeah.
I need to become him so he loves me.
Well, what it's was like, your thoughts on it?
What do you mean?
Like, what did you think about it all?
I thought it was cute. I thought you just looked nice. Yeah. And then you started wearing the same clothes as me. I'm like, what's she doing? What's the plan here?
Yeah.
Like,
turned into you.
And then I think we did have a conversation at
you
one point.
You called me out.
And I was like, what are you doing?
You literally called me out because I at that time as well, I was in school and I was like yeah. really into like the film stuff.
What film stuff?
Like I did a film class.
That's cute.
It was year 12. I'm pretending like I was pretentious. and I got really into horror movies and stuff as well.
Yeah.
And I like watched all the horror movies. Mm-hmm. And then I was a big horror stan. Like Scream is my favorite movie besides yeah. Twilight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ugh.
Shut your mouth.
Go on.
And yeah, I went into that like really like the same thing you were doing.
You were like a homunculus of all of my different collective interests
and
appearances combined
into a woman.
Yeah.
That was me.
It was so bizarre. Like it was a cute little moment.
Yeah.
I'm glad it lasted like, you know, as long as it did.
A couple months.
But you know, the reason I liked you is because
I was not
you were different from me. Yeah. Like I liked your vintage, you know, flowery dresses.
My little 60s, 70s moment.
I liked your orange hair. Like I liked it when I could introduce you to things.
Yeah.
And
then I was introducing you to things and becoming you.
Yeah. So
you did pull me aside and talk to me about it.
I did.
You're like, Soup, what are you doing? And I'm like, I want to be you. And you're like, the reason I like you is because of you. Like, this is not you. You know this is not you. Like, I used to do like the whole like black clothes, like emo-y kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And I grew out of it. And that's why I stopped doing it. And then I got back into it. And you're like, this is not you, bestie.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're right. And then I changed my hair back.
Mm.
But before
it's
that,
back to its iconic
there
orange.
Was... Yes, and I can't get rid of the orange now.
It throws me for a loop that you only dyed your hair orange just like, what was it, a few weeks or so?
Like a week before I met you.
A week before I met you.
Yeah.
That's so crazy because like I just associate the orange hair with you. Yeah, yes. It's like you don't fit any other hair color.
No, I agree.
It's so iconic.
I keep on thinking about changing it and I just can't.
You can't.
I can't. It's
like
me.
It's so definitively you.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre that you just had brown hair.
Brown hair. Yeah. Yeah. But I did have that hair for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And we did something super iconic with that hair.
What?
We paved the way for filmmakers on TikTok.
Oh my God, are we talking about it?
We're going to segue into
yes!
it.
Yes!
Because that's the next episode.
Oh my God, I've been
in the next episode of Internet Parents,
oh.
We're going to go deep into the most iconic thing we've ever done. What was it, Caleb?
It was Smile Straight! Oh my God, I'm so
can
excited.
We had the music, dude.
I'll ask Mandy. I'll put it. We're going to talk about Smile Street.
Smile
oh my God.
Street was so fun. It's a whole episode.
So for anyone who doesn't know, Smile Street was
quintessential Soup and Caleb.
A 10 episode horror miniseries where Soup and I made like this whole horror story. And it was the hardest thing and the longest thing I think we've ever created to date.
It was a mess, and you're going to hear all the behind the scenes about it. Oh, it was so messy. Something was happening to my body.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll talk about that on the next episode. Yeah.
We'll talk about it the next time. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
On Internet Parents.
Now, get out.